KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, north winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, east winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 9 feet. And Thursday, west winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, east winds 15 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. And Thursday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today east winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 3 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy, scattered rain showers in the morning, then scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-30s, southeast winds 15 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Lows in the upper 20s to upper 30s, variable winds 10 miles an hour. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with isolated snow and rain showers. Highs in the 30s to 40s, northwest winds 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 2:51 a.m. at 6 feet 8 inches, a low at 8:13 a.m. at 2 feet 9 inches, a high at 2:02 at 7 feet 11 inches, and a low tonight at 8:49, a minus tide of 8 inches. Your sun rose at 9:10 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:42, giving us 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, the Unalaska City School District is hiring a new high school principal. And a look at a bill that would return public sector workers to a defined benefit pension system. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by GCI. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Unalaska. GCI now offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and same pricing as Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. The Unalaska City School District is hiring a new high school principal. Superintendent Kim Hanisch says newcomer principal Carly Morris notified the district in January that she would be resigning at the end of the school year.
Basically, it's the cost of living with a family of five. She's just finding it very challenging to be able to make ends meet here, as well as similar ones, the realization of the cost of airfare and how that limits their ability to travel and be able to see family in other parts of the United States. So those are her primary reasons.
The school district chose Morris to fill the vacant middle and high school principal position last February. She's been with the district for less than a year. Now a group of school board members, staff, and students are tasked with finding a replacement for Morris.
It is a lengthy process, for sure, just even the preparation for it, making sure we have the right interview questions. We've all agreed, like, what we're looking for in the candidate and how they might answer the question to demonstrate those qualities.
Once the committee makes a decision, Hanisch says they have to act fast.
With any of the hires, there's a definite sense of urgency. The pool is so small that if we aren't ready to act right away, likely they're going to say yes to somebody else.
Currently, the district has nearly 10 vacancies for administrators and teaching staff, including the school counselor position. More than half of those are for high school teachers. While it's unsettling to get the resignations, Hanisch says having them earlier in the year gives the district a better chance of finding more qualified candidates. Hanisch says they will interview the top three candidates in the pool for the principal position. For teachers, she says they do interviews as soon as they get applications from qualified candidates. In the meantime, both the school board and Hanisch are meeting with legislators in Juneau to advocate for increases in education funding. She says that would boost teacher salaries and hopefully improve retention. As lawmakers continue to work through an education funding package, members of the Alaska State House are turning to another priority for the session, reforming the retirement system for state and local government employees. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone has this look at a bill that would return public sector workers to a defined benefit pension system.
First things first, if you're thinking this looks anything like the state's prior pension systems, well, House Majority Leader Chuck Kopp says, think again.
This is structurally so different that it's barely recognizable. It'd be like comparing a rotten apple on an old tree to a robust pear on a living tree. They're both fruit, but it ends there.
For decades, the state provided a generous pension to public employees, like cops, teachers, firefighters, snowplow drivers, and so on. Over the years, though, lawmakers trimmed the program. Then, in 2006, the state closed it off entirely. Cops says that was due to poor advice from the state's contracted actuaries and a cover-up that wound up in court, and all resulted in state lawmakers badly underfunding the program and creating a spiral of unfunded pension and health care liabilities the state is still reckoning with years later. Lawmakers replaced the pension system with a 401k-style defined contribution program. In that system, the worker chips in a percentage of their paycheck. That's theirs to keep, regardless of how long they stick around. Then the employer puts in another fraction that's a little bit more restricted until 5 years in, when the employee is vested and can take that cash with them when they leave. Kopp says that's a powerful signal to the state's public sector workforce.
We've created a system that points to a value of leaving at 5 years. Beyond that, you don't have a value for retaining employees.
Kopp says it's showing up in retirement system data. Many workers are happy to skip town for higher paying jobs elsewhere.
90% of these withdrawals coming right after the 5-year mark or when someone was 100% vested. So employees are cashing out and moving on.
And Kopp says that means Alaskans miss out on some of the most productive periods of public servants' careers. Teachers, he says, are more effective after spending a few years in the classroom. Kopp, who is a retired police officer himself, says most officers take 2 years of on-the-job training before they can work without close supervision.
By the time you hit 5 years, you're becoming really valuable. And if those five-year people are going to one of the other 49 states with a more competitive retirement program, which we'll hear from testimony that they are, that's a challenge.
Citing research presented to Senate lawmakers last year, Kopp says a new pension system would do better at retaining those mid and late career workers who know the most about how to do their jobs, whether that's running the engine room on a ferry or teaching a class of rowdy seventh graders. The system proposed in House Bill 78 builds on what advocates are calling a shared risk model. It would ratchet contributions up and down depending on how well the state's pension fund performs. So if it's looking like the pension fund is running short of its obligations, the employee and the employer would each have to contribute more. And retirees would shoulder some risk, too. The state could withhold inflation adjustments on pension payments to keep the plan solvent. Kopp says it borrows from the lessons of other pension systems in states around the country.
We believe this plan will be the most risk-averse retirement plan in the country.
The plan is getting a hard look from House lawmakers. One question is how much the plan would cost, and that will likely be a big subject of debate in the weeks to come. Last year, different estimates from different sources with different assumptions and different methodologies came to, you guessed it, wildly different results. They ranged from, it'll basically come out in the wash every year, to more than $1 billion over a decade plus. But another area of skepticism is over whether a pension would actually make a dent in the state's struggle to hire and retain workers. Ketchikan Republican Representative Jeremy Bynum, who led the electric division of Ketchikan's public utility, says the retirement plan wasn't the main factor driving turnover.
The biggest issues that drove employees where I was at away was the cost of living in the community. It was being able to afford their home. It was being able to make sure that their kids had a good school to go to and that their schools were taken care of. It was the remoteness of being in Alaska.
The bill is a priority for House leadership and for Kopp personally. Kopp says his predecessor's refusal to advance a pension bill was the biggest factor pushing him to run for office again. Senator Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican who shepherded a pension bill through the Senate last year, says she expects the Senate to take a closer look at the bill once it passes the House. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
Tune in Fridays at noon and 5 right here at KUCB for a new episode of the Bering Sea Barometer. Join your host, Captain Pete Nathan, for a taste of the real-life experiences of fishing the Bering Sea. Be sure to check out our other new series, too. It's called Amplifying the Aleutians. We interview longtime Channel 8 TV and KUCB alums for a glimpse into the history of the station and, by extension, Unalaska itself. Find all episodes of both shows on our website and on Spotify. Here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. The Unalaska Raiders basketball teams are heading to Nanilchik for a series of games this week, facing off against Nanilchik, Nikiski, and Tok. KUCB will broadcast the games live, so head to your community calendar for the full schedule. That's at kucb.org. A public meeting about Fort Glenn's formerly used defense site will take place tonight from 6 to 8 at the Unalaska Public Library. All are welcome in person and online. The Unalaska City School District FY26 Budget Committee meeting takes place in the public library tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5. The Museum of the Aleutians invites you to a short presentation and workshop on writing museum labels tomorrow evening from 5:30 to 8 at the public library. It's part of their project Indigenizing the Museum of the Aleutians. Bring your own objects to write about during this hands-on community event that's about redefining exhibition labels to better document cultural and family history. For Valentine's Day on Friday, the Chart Room at the Grand Aleutian Hotel will offer a special 5-course dinner featuring build-your-own surf and turf. Reservations are strongly encouraged. The Great Backyard Bird Count takes place at the Museum of the Aleutians Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2. This citizen scientist program is free and open to everyone. Binoculars and guides will be available. The Unalaska Book Club meets in, you guessed it, the public library, Sunday afternoon at 4. All are welcome. This month's selection is Sleepwalk by Dan Shawn. Finally, the PCR Father-Daughter Dance is in the Community Center Sunday evening at 5. To learn more about these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take care.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is February 12th, 2025. Happy birthday to Lila Johnson, and happy birthday to Alyssa Ludwig. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Yeah, they'll stay with me until the end. Gypsy Robin and Sweet Amber Rose, tell me everything. Switch on your electric light, that we can get down to what is really wrong. I long to hold you tight, so I can feel you.
I love you. Thank you. stop, collaborate, and listen. We're about to do a new edition. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint, Alaska. For you FM fanatics, we got 88.1 FM on Translator, K201DA in King Cove, KFPS 91.9 FM, Nat Falls Pass, Alaska.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! People live and make believe. They keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. If it's understood, it's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Oh, let the good time roll.
As my mom's health declined, I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Pueblo Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.